Hello, this is day 6 of a 30-day journey into stillness. It is a sobering thought that it is my responsibility to make myself available for and transparent to the unconditional connectedness of love. Responsibility, or being one who is able to respond, cannot come from a place of already knowing or a past knowing. My willingness to unstick myself from thoughts of how this moment should show up is essential. In that simple momentary gesture of willingness, I find myself resting in a divine order that literally holds me within this exquisite an ordinary moment. An intimate goodness flows through my heart and mind that is beyond what I could ever have imagined possible from my habitual state of already knowing. To paraphrase Einstein, the most important decision we can ever make in life is whether we live in a friendly or unfriendly universe. If I have experienced our universe as friendly and even very good, it is a sacred responsibility that I reflect that in how I greet this moment. It is not possible to awaken without increased responsibility. So just allowing yourself to sit with these words. And hold them in whatever way is right for you in this moment. Perhaps lightly. Perhaps sobering. It might be a little sobering. And there's no need to investigate the whyness of why that is, why you're responding like you are. Because usually what we do in that moment is we reach back in the past and compare it to previous moments. So just allowing yourself the direct experience which is what responsibility is, the ability to respond directly to what is in front of you, what is most here, and simply lean into it and learn, trusting that what will unfold from there is ultimately good. It takes a genius like Einstein sometimes to step back and ask a foundational question like that, and so important. If I believe that the universe is ultimately good, although perhaps full of ignorance and what psychotherapy calls shadow, unintegrated bits of light that remain in the shadow, haven't been brought in yet. But if I believe that we're foundationally divine beings in a whole and interconnected universe, then I can rest in this moment more easily than if my foundational belief is that the universe is unfriendly. that I do need all my habitual defenses and judgments of the other. When we practice stillness, we're actually constantly letting go of any form of judgment, really, of what this moment should feel like. So see if you have any particular idea of what this moment should feel like, this day 6 of our journey together. And see if you can feel what that expectation might do to your heart or your availability to your heart. As many of you know, the title that I came with after several months of research and deep self-inquiry, the topic of my thesis is Surrendering to Silence, a Heart-Centered Practice. When the heart opens in this moment, our relationship to this moment changes. And our responsibility to this moment changes. And again, just allowing the center of the head to be there. Be aware of that. Be aware of having a place to experience from. It helps because, as I mentioned before, if we're not grasping or averting, we're much more able to be in this moment. We can be grounded from the first chakra all the way down. And open to what is available in this moment. If I become entangled in my story, my personal story of what this moment should be bringing me or not bringing me, then I am prone to not being available for what is. So life becomes a vicious circle or a self-fulfilling prophecy. If I don't make myself available, to experience who I am in this moment and my relationship with it, then what I tend to do is defer my responsibility and I project it onto another. And this is trespassing, really. That's certainly what they translated Jesus' teaching as saying, that in the Lord's Prayer, to not trespass. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When we're not taking responsibility for ourselves in this moment, in this stillness, in this oneness, we tend to be out on the other, or a situation. And our world right now is riddled with this kind of behavior. It's very, very, very noisy. And increasingly so, if we read all our emails and our Facebook messages and Twitter and everything, everything is increasingly noisy. And it's not to say we totally disengage from technology, because it's also doing very good things. But we have to wield it in a responsible way, by knowing what it is we're responding to. Are we responding to the depth? Of who we are as being? Awakening in this moment, in the stillness of this moment, so we have a fresh relationship with this moment? Or have we got our head in the sand of conditioned responses that are based usually in fear or judgment, condemnation of self or others? And there's very little room for this moment. To fully blossom within our hearts and our minds. Being aware of the breath. Being aware of a sense of stillness in this moment. Has it increased from 15 minutes ago when you sat down to listen? Has the mind calmed down? If not, don't make that a problem. I'm just suggesting that you notice these things. As we become more and more still, we notice more and more. We notice how much we project. And it's never ever to feel badly. But in order for us to take increasingly responsible position for birthing our true nature and connecting with others in theirs, it's impossible to do that without some self-investigation, some self-knowing. Not in the past sense, as mentioned earlier, but in a truthful sense of where am I avoiding being present, being still. What takes me from this place of beauty and grace and open-heartedness when I am willing to lean into what I don't know and be available? When even though the world looks like a pretty messed up place, I'm still willing to know in my heart of hearts that it is very good. And because I know that, I'm willing to lean into living life from a whole other place than the reactivity that the, quote, messed up world creates. And this world of stillness is within you. You don't have to go to the mountains, to the cave. It's lovely to be in nature. No one loves it more than I do. But it is within you. Accessible in any moment. When your willingness is stronger than your habitual patterns of already knowing or knowing out of the past. In this way, we're birthing what's possible. And that is a very good thing. So if you feel inclined to now sit for 10, 15, or 20 minutes, that's fine. But if sitting doesn't feel like the right thing, try to do something that carries this movement that you've just had in listening to this, in coming in, in stilling. Maybe dance, maybe paint, maybe sing. Expressing it. These can all be forms of meditation. And making the choice to do something creative instead of sit is part of taking responsibility. So thank you again for your listening and your willingness.